Welcome to session 3. Today you are going to learn ways to become aware and accept your current situation. In the last session, you invested some time creating your intentions. I invite you to pause the audio and read them so that you can step into that new energy. Breathe into it. Feel it. This session is all about looking at the reality of your life now. Before you can start moving forward with your new intentions, it's necessary to understand what's happening in your life now, the choices you are currently making, the way you currently feel, the way you communicate with others, and everything that's present in your life now. It's time to assess your current reality. Do an inventory of how you spend your time and your energy, and start owning your choices and taking responsibility for your actions with acceptance and compassion. This process can be very emotional, and I encourage you to be very gentle with yourself. You are in the process of making positive changes in your life. You are going to confront the way you have dealt with your time management until now. The things that you dislike, the dynamics that no longer serve you, your current habits and routines, and other areas of your life that may feel uncomfortable. It will get messier before it gets better. This process is necessary and very healing. Once you shine the light on what is, the truth, and you can accept it, you will then be able to start making new choices with more intention. Today is the day where you get to see the before and you get to step into the future that you want to start creating. You don't need to have all the answers. You don't need to know how to do this yet. I invite you to get comfortable. Close your eyes if you can. I want you to connect with the part of yourself that really wants to change, to create something new. The part of you that knows and believes that you can be more intentional, more deserving, more powerful, more loving, more efficient, more relaxed, more organized. The part of you that is committed to doing something different. Breathe into that. Allow yourself to feel it. Yes, you deserve this and way more. Breathe deeply again and keep connecting with that energy. Let it build inside of you. This energy is your support in this process. You can give it a name if you like, a shape, a color, a texture. I personally visualize a little ball of white light in my heart. This ball is small, soft, warm. This ball is always in my heart. When I need support, I connect with this little ball and breathe into it with intention. I visualize that ball growing, getting brighter, warmer, gaining healing power when it starts growing. I visualize this ball of healing light and love embracing any resistance, strong emotions, negative self-talk, and transforming it into acceptance, forgiveness, harmony, and love. Sometimes I visualize a very strong ball growing really fast, like an explosion, and pushing away anything I don't need, creating like a bubble that protects me. Sometimes I visualize a gentle ball growing slowly and transforming everything into bright light. There is no right or wrong way of doing this. You get to create what you want and feels good to you. Anytime you feel resistance, emotional charge, challenges, connect with this energy to help you ground and move forward. Now that you have your ally, it's time to start looking at your current reality with neutral eyes. This is not about judging, criticizing, calling yourself names. This is all about looking at the data, at what is with no labels, with no judgments. Please be compassionate with yourself the same way that you will be compassionate with a little child that is going through difficult changes or learning something new. Treat yourself the same way that you will treat a little child that comes to you asking for help. We all have 24 hours every day, 7 days a week. This is a total of 168 hours every week. The best way I have found to look at the reality of your time management is by tracking your week. Everything that you want to see in your life, hopefully it will be reflected in your week. One day is not long enough. 1 month, 1 quarter, 1 year is too much time. 1 week is the sweet spot for the majority. 1 week has 7 days, 5 working days and 2 days in the weekend. Any habits, routines, intentions you have created could be included in your week. The exercise I'm inviting you to do now is to track your week. How do you spend your time? What do you do? When? You will find later in the course how valuable this information will be to help you create your ideal week. Please trust the process. Love yourself enough to give this exercise an honest try. If you are feeling resistance, it's normal. It's part of the process. This is what I have heard before and what I personally felt when I was presented with this exercise. I don't have time to do this. This is not necessary. I already know how I spend my time. I don't want to structure my week. It feels limiting. This is a waste of my time. I have important things to do, and this is not one of them. I feel anxiety and overwhelmed just thinking about doing this. It's too painful and intense to do this. I am not skilled enough to do this. I have ADD, ADHD, and cannot focus. It won't work for my brain. I don't deserve taking time for myself. Others need me more. I am afraid of the choices I will need to make after I open time in my week. This is too uncomfortable and weird. It doesn't feel right to do this. Did you resonate with any of these statements? If you did, it's okay. I invite you to accept them, challenge them, and give yourself the opportunity to try something different. If you are doing this course, it is because you wanted to change something in your life. You want to use your time differently. Remember that you can always call your ally, that energy that can support you anytime you are lost, confused, sad, angry, overwhelmed. This is how this exercise can look like. Have a journal, agenda, or a notebook beside you all day long for a week. Every time you are doing something, write it down. What are you doing? What time do you start and stop? You can add feelings if you like too. You can create 7 columns, one for each day of the week, or you can print a template if that is easier for you. There are online options too, but I strongly recommend that you do this with pen and paper to avoid distractions. You can also just write it on your paper as it happens. Whatever system you choose, just stick to it for a full week. The idea here is to be able to come back to this and reflect about your week. I remember I resisted doing this exercise a lot. I used many excuses to avoid it. And when I finally got myself to do it, I started to recognize patterns I was following, things I was doing very inefficiently. I started to question why I was doing some of the things I was writing down, assessing my responsibilities and commitments. It was very eye-opening and very, very healing. When you allow yourself the time and space to do this exercise, you are starting to move into acceptance and willingness to explore and change. You will find the capacity to observe things how they really are without needing to label them, justify them, judge them. You are using an executive functioning skill called metacognition. Metacognition is your ability to think about how you think. it's your ability to reflect about your thoughts, your actions, and be present with them. Observe them and start choosing something different. I recommend you do this exercise for at least a week. If you want to do 2 or 3 weeks, that's okay too. I normally repeat this exercise anytime I feel lost in my life, anytime a big life event happens, or anytime I need to gain clarity and set new intentions. This is very deep work. It's going to stir a lot of emotions and energy in you. You are going to confront your current reality, and it's normal to feel strong emotions. This is why in the next session, you are going to learn how to process the emotions that may show up during this process. This is another executive functioning skill called emotional self-regulation. I honor you for the work that you are doing and for your willingness to get uncomfortable and covering the reality of your life right now. I invite you to share in the course classroom any questions you may have. You can share what came up for you during this session. You can also request me to share with you examples of how I do this work so that you can get ideas. I am here to support you in any way I can. I will see you in the next session, where you will learn mental and emotional processing strategies. Until then, I invite you to start tracking your time and becoming aware of your current situation. Adios.